SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
This is the San Diego Motorsports Show on AM 1170, The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on the San Diego Motorsports Show. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. This is SD Motorsports. You're with Dave Stahl and Mark Maynard. Mark Maynard, editor of the Union Tribune Wheel Section. Me, I'm the KUSI guy, hanging out there on Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Check out all the hot rods, cool cars. Check out Maynard's sections Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Same thing, cars, you name it, motorcycles, trips, museums, it's all right there. He is the man to be in touch with if you want to get your word out about your event. He also does a very extensive car calendar.
Yeah, we do three calendars a week.
Yes, you do. And we really want to thank El Cajon Ford for sponsoring this segment, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. By the way, you're going to need to grab a set of those headphones over there. El Cajon Ford has been taking care of families for more years than I care to admit. ElCajonFord.com, whether you're looking for new, used, and they have quick lane service that also takes care of any and all of your vehicles at your house. That's right. They don't have to be just Fords. They'll work on anything and everything. Here, let me have it.
Oh, wait.
So, consequently, that's what you need to be. Hey, we've got a special guest on the line. It was, you know, the wonderful world of social media. We got Dave Beatty on the line, and Dave had a post of a slot car track that you could have at your home in the configuration of Laguna Seca, which got my attention immediately. So I reached out, and Dave was nice enough to take time out of his afternoon, since Rolex 24 is over with, and chat with us about the process that he goes through making these things available to you, the gearhead consumer. Dave, how you doing today?
Good, Dave. How are you?
Thank you very much. Wow. I mean, it's so funny because back in the day when I was a kid, Maynard too, I mean, there used to be slot car tracks everywhere. I mean, you go into an old, J.C. Penney's has been closed down, or an F.W. Woolworth, and it's full of racetracks that kind of went away. But are you seeing this trend coming back, Dave?
Yes, I am. I think from the popularity, well, that I've been fortunate enough to experience over the past couple of years, we do shows and people are looking for the track. So there are some that are starting to open up. I mean, I don't do the commercial. Most of my stuff, like what I did for Ford and that you saw on my Facebook page today, was commissioned by Ford for the auto show. But in doing so, you know, hundreds, thousands of people are like, you know, do these still exist? Because they were big back in the 60s and 70s. So it was a great social experience, the competition, the racing, the cars. So I believe there is a resurgence of it coming back just based on what I'm seeing through the social media.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, like you said, yours was commissioned by Ford Motor Company strictly for the auto show. But do you actually build for consumers that are interested in something like that?
Yes, sir. Most of my clients, Dave, are gentlemen, let's say baby boomers, 50 and older. They have man caves. Most of my tracks are in California, but they're part of car collections, and the sizes vary. I mean, we make everything here in Detroit. Everything's handcrafted. It's not plastic. There's car manufacturers that make the small slot cars, but I've got about three tracks in California and private residences. So it's mostly baby boomers who remember drag racing and slot car racing. And that's the thrust of it. I do get a lot of ad agency work, but I prefer working for the private individual.
Sure.
It's just a great, a better experience. You know, I've recreated Riverside, Laguna Seca. I've done a couple of those. It's a lot of fun. But, yes, it is geared towards the private individual.
Right. Now, you mentioned drag racing. Do you build, have you ever replicated a drag strip?
I've done one drag strip, and the name of it is escaping me, but it's down south. It's a four-laner. I'm up here in Detroit.
Oh, okay. I know. I was just going to ask you. It's the something Max.
Yes.
It's a four-lane track. It's the only four-lane dragster racetrack on the premises that I'm aware of. Not Duramax. We'll think of it after we both go off air. Watch.
Yeah, but I did make one early on, and I started back in 2008 after I lost my job. I don't know if you know the whole story, my backstory. But
tell us the story. We got plenty of time.
Okay. Well, back in 2008, I lost my job here in the Motor City, and I had been racing slot cars just as a hobby in the basement. And I thought, man, I enjoy this. There's got to be other guys out there who would like to do this too. So started doing some research and saw that there was a local club that raced, and I went over there, and the gentleman had a wooden slot car track, like most of the tracks that were in all the places and hobby shops back in the 60s and 70s, but his was fully scenic. And I thought, wow, this is great. And so I got the idea that, you know, I see these gentlemen who pay big money and that for these railroad, you know, the train layouts and such. Yes, exactly. And they pay big money for them. Mm-hmm. And I didn't grow up riding the rails. And I grew up in the Motor City here seeing hot rods. And my dad worked in the car industry. And I thought, boy, you know, I got to believe there's a market for custom slot car. You know, I call them dioramas, but they're kind of like interactive works of art. So I talked to my wife and said, look, I think there's a business here. I founded a company called Slot Mods. I went broke. And long story short, I borrowed some money. I made a track, took it out to the Pebble Beach Concourse back in, I think it was 2010. Jay Leno befriended me, and I got on Jay Leno's garage. From there, I had built a Pebble Beach Raceway replica, a racetrack that I didn't even know existed. And from there, the Rob Report magazine did a, you know, Christmas present of the year, and I started to get a lot of media about a guy who had lost his job and found a company. So coming to forward, you know, I've now built tracks for Bobby Rahal, and then Indy Team owner Jerry Forsyth, Tony George, another gentleman, Zach Brown, and some other racers and people who don't want to be known. I've been featured in Hot Rod magazine. I actually, you'll probably appreciate this, and maybe some people won't, but I actually took a 1969 Camaro and converted it into the Mark Donohue Sunoco.
Ooh.
Car that,
I love that blue and yellow.
And then you probably, what, cut the roof off and put a slot car track in the middle?
Yes, sir.
I knew it. I just knew you would kill that guy's car. I just know. Hey, has Hendrick got a track? Because I can't believe that Rick Hendrick wouldn't have one.
Not yet. I think that those will come down the pipe. You know, I don't know if you know Tommy Abrams. He owns Reliable. You know, I did a track for him, and Tom was really instrumental in helping me get a track, my first track out to Pebble, because I called him and said, hey, you know, I got this slot car track, and people said that you could possibly help me because you're hauling cars. And he said, oh, yeah, you're the slot car guy. I saw you in Auto Week magazine. So
all right.
He says, he said, I'll order a track from you. So that took a little bit of the heat off me. But yeah, these, you know, some of these race team owners and, you know, people say, well, you know, why doesn't Roger buy that Camaro off you? And a gentleman that had already purchased it, but, you know, Roger Penske's a pretty busy guy, but it's an actual steel body 69 Camaro that was rusting, and people say, why'd you do that? And I said, well, because I wanted to bring it back to life, and, you know, I would have never been able to do it justice
right.
In a real car. And so, but I matched the paint and the wheels and stuff like that. Wow. It's a beautiful car.
Well, partial life is better than no life is the way I look at it when it comes to a car.
Yes. And, you know, and by Hot Rod Magazine 2 years ago, putting it out there as, you know, gift of the year, they explained the car's history. And so I think people got reintroduced to the car itself as well. Mm-hmm. And on top of there being a slot car track that's built into it, that's kind of modeled after Watkins Glen Raceway.
Wow.
And then I also did a Porsche 917 based on the Steve McQueen car from the movie Le Mans, and that was a full-size 917 body and actual racing tires. And you pushed a button and it opened up, and inside was a little Le Mans raceway with the grandstands. And, so that was a great, you know, and I'm building these things on spec, so I'm, you know, throwing caution to the wind, and I'm kind of being crazy, but I just think that it was, I needed to do some projects that would, you know, draw attention to these other kind of slot car tracks that I was building, you know, such as Riverside, and I've done Indianapolis Motor Speedway for Tony George, and Bobby Rahal. I built a Road America, which was really cool. And so these things end up in these guys' car barns. I mean,
sure.
The places I get to go into where they get installed. And, you know, one's the size of a football field. The guy had 65 Shelby Mustangs, all period correct. And that was just a third of his collection. And the really great unknown collections, just because these people are private individuals.
Wow. Hey, tell you what, why don't you hang on? We'll bring you back for another segment if you've got some more things to talk about. Sounds like it.
Sure.
All right, because we haven't even talked website. Throw the website out before you go to the break.
www.slotmods.com.
All right, we'll talk to you. This is Dave Beatty from slotmods.com. We'll be back in a moment. This is ST Motorsports right here on KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer.
Saying, "I don't know," is no longer acceptable. This is AM 1170, the answer.
Back. You're listening to SD Motorsports. I'm Dave. He's Mark Maynard, editor of the Union Tribune Wheel Section. Check his articles out every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the newspaper. You can actually subscribe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and get all of his sections, and you don't even have to run down to the corner. Hey, we've got Dave Beatty on the line. Oh, before I do that, Barona Circle Track is sponsor of this segment, 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road in lovely Lakeside, 619-669-1303. Remember, support your local tracks, otherwise they will go away. Go to the BaronaSpeedway.com website, find out the nearest and the next race coming up, and hopefully we'll see you there. We got Dave Beatty on the line. He is founder of slotmods.com, which is a personalized custom builder for slot cars. You have it in your head. Dave can get it out and get it on to the track. So there should be no problem whatsoever. If you want to check it out, just go to slotmods.com. I'm on the website as we speak. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here. I was enjoying ZZ Top there.
Yeah, right. Oh, you and me both. Well, hey, Mark Maynard had a couple of questions he was going to bounce off you. So, Mark?
Well, I'm a baby boomer. My father blew me away when he came home one day with a Scalextrics slot car track. And we set it up on the ping pong table. And I was like, this is my father. I couldn't believe he didn't do anything so cool. And we enjoyed, you know, racing the cars. And I can still smell, you know, the electric motors, the tires, that smell. It would sound what we would do, you know, and cars would fly off the track. We just, I love that, but I've never gotten back to it. So from someone who does have the memories, you know, the smells of that and their friends, what? How do you sit down and configure with somebody? What's the price range, and what kind of fantasy do you try to fulfill? We're looking at some of the pictures at slotmods.com, and this is really neat stuff.
I mean, you got drivers and crewmen in crew uniforms, for gosh sakes. I mean, you got, they're all dressed. They're like, in one picture, it shows them working on a Shell Ferrari. They're in the red driving suits with the yellow helmets, and I got a sneaky feeling if you go back to that era, in that particular race, that's what you're going to see. I mean,
exactly.
This stuff is amazing. Dude, I've got goosebumps on top of goosebumps, and I should never say that to a guy.
No, that's okay. And, Mark, you know, that's kind of what I try to tap into is the nostalgia of, you know, slot car racing because, they, you know, the cars still have the electric motors in them. And a lot of what my, you know, my core value, and I'll get to, you know, the amount of detail, is that that memory that you have with your father is what I'm trying to rekindle with fathers and sons and grandfathers to get people back around a track and race. Yes, you know, I make these tracks that are wooden and they're very custom and they are expensive just because I have artists that work with me and we're really dedicated to the highest quality. But it, I kind of call it the new social network where people have to talk again. You know,
what a concept.
Yeah, you know, enjoy the competition of racing where there is a winner, and not like, you know, like, you know, a lot of this 3-on-3 soccer with no goalies and everyone's a winner. You know, when you watch, like I watched the 24 hours, those guys were racing to win. So, you know, that's what's designed into my track, and then that the imagination of being at a race brings on that highly detailed tracks that we make with the pit areas with that are period correct, and the pit crews and the tires and the skid marks and the Armco railing that's made of aluminum. You know, we hand make the trees. So when you sit down in that miniature world, you can forget about the outside world, and you and your friends can have a lot of good times racing, or you and your children and grandchildren and such. And that's kind of the common thread when, you know, people get together and race. I mean, I raced with Bobby Rahal and his four-year-old daughter.
And she beat you.
You know, and she was trying to win, and Bobby was trying to beat her just as bad as he was trying to beat me. So, you know.
Now, where do you source the cars to run on the track?
I guess that's a better question. If I were to have, say, Mark fell into money, which he doesn't, and he was going to have you build a track. Let's just say, because I haven't seen Sears Point Raceway yet, but let's say he wanted you to build Sears Point Raceway from the 70s, for example. How long would it take you to build this track from start to finish?
Sears Point Raceway, I'd probably have to make it. Mark may have to put an addition on his house. I don't know what size house he lives in, but it may have to be 12 by 30 feet long.
Wow.
And a track like that would take me a good 4 to 5 months to build. And the price range on that would be around $125,000.
Yeah. Right. And then how do you get the cars to go to match the period?
Scale Electrics is still a car manufacturer.
Oh, my
and
God.
They make cars from the 50s, 60s, 70s to 80s, you know, all the eras. And most of them are, you know, race-winning cars, ones that have some historic, you know, prominence to them. But right in, you know, Southern California, there's a slot car place called Nomad Raceways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can go there and race cars and buy slot cars. But, you know, some of the people that I work with is Scale Electrics USA, which is a website that you can go to and order cars and out-of-the-box plastic tracks, because you really, unfortunately, you can't go down to the hobby shop and buy this. Mm-hmm. They may have one or two kits on the shelf, but online, you know, slot car racing is still big in California. I think it's down in, I want to say, the Pomona area, or does that sound right?
Right. Yeah, I know right awesome. What you're talking about. Well, you know, I'm looking at one of your tracks just on the picture, and it doesn't tell me which picture it is. You've got skid marks in a turn, just as if somebody would have kind of came in too hot and had
to, skid marks, and there's marbles along the side of the road.
Yeah,
you got
the little dirt marbles up along the. You and Lasseter from the movie Cars must have gone to school together for authenticity, because that is, I mean, the attention to detail. So, folks, when you hear $100,000 for a slot car track, and your heart stopped, you need to go to the website before you panic and see what you get, because I'm telling you, this stuff is amazing. Not to change the subject, but have you heard of a miniature museum here in Carlsbad in San Diego?
I haven't, no.
The Joe Morgan, just Google miniature museum in Carlsbad, California. Yeah. It's free to view. You need to come down here.
Engines, cars, guns, dolls, everything.
And they will probably
working.
They may even contract with you to build something, or if nothing else, bring one of your tracks down. I mean, seriously, when you get off air, just Google it and you'll be absolutely blown away. I know the curator real well. I'm sure we can probably hook it up. And it's a free museum, and it just gets people excited about miniatures. I mean, and that's kind of where this is. I mean, really, when you come right down to it, I am just so blown away by this. I just can't even tell you.
Dave, are you an artist? What's your background to come up with such great graphic designs on this?
Yes, I am an artist. It took me a while to just, you know, accept that. But I've always been in the creative field, in the marketing, print industry. But I've always had kind of a really good imagination. So when I started doing my own track in the basement, I just started looking at old racing magazines and things like that. And I wanted to recreate what these racetracks look like. So that's kind of, I'm self-taught. So over the past 8 years, I kind of taught myself modeling. But, you know, to be, you know, fair to the crew that are around me, you know, Chris Blasick and Don Browning and Alan Anderson are guys on my team who are all artists. And they help bring the visions that I have, you know, to life, because I was doing it pretty much by myself. But now I've taken more of a creative director's role, but I also, I'm the guy who's carving the tracks and I'm doing that hand painting and all those skid marks you see, I roll down with this little tool I made and the marbles. And so, you know, as a team effort, we really turn out some great products, and each one's getting better. I mean, it's just, and it's a joy to deliver these things because the client doesn't get to see them until we roll them in and then do the reveal. And they, you know, some are speechless. One guy gave me a huge tip, and you know, and these are they're like big kids, and they just talk about the memories of racing.
Wow.
I still, you know, I watch as much racing. Unfortunately, there's not as much racing on TV as there used to be. You know, I don't know how frustrated you guys got trying to watch that Daytona race, but it was like on for 2 hours, then you'd have to watch it 7 hours later for 3 hours.
And then 1 hour later, you had to jump from one station to the other to catch the last hour of the race, how was that Corvette ending? Was that amazing or what?
Loved it.
Half a car length. OMG. I mean, I was even late picking Maynard up to come to radio. I really would have liked to have seen the podium, dicing between the two Corvette drivers, but that's another story. So yeah. Let's get back to work here. So at slotmods.com, do you ever rent out for charity events? Bring a track down just to set up? I mean, I'm just asking just to see, you know, as far as your portfolio, how wide is it?
I have rented out the Camaro for some corporate events, but I really don't get into that because we're busy doing builds. They come up quick. We just did one for Toyota and SEMA, where you could race around semi-trucks. But usually it's hard for us to we're not really staffed or set up to be in that rental business.
Right. And you don't need it right now. So what the heck? Right. You're doing just fine. Sounds like,
I think, and plus going on the internet, you know, from our Facebook page and I started to follow other people's pages, I can see that people are building tracks and remembering I get phone calls about, well, how do I do this and that, and I refer people to other sites and things like that. And we don't really have a competitor at the level of what we're doing, which is fine. I mean, I'm not afraid of that because I think what we do is pretty specialized. But on my website here, we'll talk a little business, is, you know, people kept coming to me, you know, Dave, can you make a track that's less expensive? So I came out with this Club Series Raceways, which are featured on my homepage, and it's a flat track, and I say it's the flat-out fun slot car racing. And I spent over a year in designing this track to be the best quality track that you could imagine. Like, Mark, you and your father are back racing, and Bewitched comes into the room and twinkles her nose. And then you have the Ferrari of slot car tracks that you could ever imagine. Now, they're not scenic, but they are 15-ply birch track with all fittings. There's no screws into woods. I don't want to say it's like IKEA, because I tried to put my daughter's bed together and almost lost my mind because all the screws were stripping out. But the hardware's from Italy. They're beautifully made. I've got a year in the development of them, and they're totally modular. Mm. So you could set them up in the studio there and take it down if you needed to within 40 minutes.
Mm. How many have you made?
These, I just launched them in this month, so they're made to order. Mm. So far I've sold 3 of them. They sell at $15,000. Plus the shipping, and we'll come and do white glove if you need it. But they're 3 lanes. They've got crossovers. They've got squeeze areas. And I've had professional slot car racers race on them, and they've had trouble getting around the first laps because they're like, why am I wiping out? This is flat. Well, there's really no straight lines in it, so the car is always like on camber, off camber, mm-hmm. on a flat surface. And it's very challenging, and and that's the way it's been designed to be. And even though it's $15,000, I mean, I just can't make something for less at the quality level that I think it mm-hmm. deserves.
Yeah.
You know, it's automotive finish, 3 coats of clear coat. You know, it's just, and you know, as we start to roll them out more, you'll be able to order one called the Brit, which will be British Racing Green, you know, and yellow, and Vienzo, and
wow.
you know, so whatever car that you like in that collection era brand, we can match it up. Oh. So I've got to put that plug out there for this because I'm really excited about this track.
Sure.
And, you know, someone says, well, you know, I can buy another car for that. And if there's time, I'll share a story with you. I was installing a track out in Orange County, California, gentleman had a subterranean garage. We were installing this track, and Kobe Bryant drove by because he lived in the neighborhood. And so this is a different world for me from a boy from the suburb of Detroit. So we get this down in his garage, and he's got one of those turnstile discs, you know, to spin the cars around and point them in different
directions. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got...
Car Kerner.
Yeah, he's got it all.
Yeah, he's got it all. And he's a hardworking guy. And we put the track in, and it was just a great installation. And he had every, more cars of value than I could ever imagine. And about 3 months later, I called him, and I said, hey, how's it going? And he said, oh, it's great, Dave. And he said, I really got to tell you something. He goes, you know, people come over and they look at my cars. My buddies come over and we'll look at the cars. And he goes, and that's fine. But he goes, we get over to the slot car track. And he says, that's where the real socializing begins. Because, number one, they all can't afford the cars I have.
Right.
But when we're racing, we're all equals now. And even though it's his track, he goes, I get my butt kicked. And I said, that's great. And he goes, and he has two young sons. And he says, it's just between his friends and the kids, the interaction of the track, it becomes everyone's equal, and they're just focusing on the racing.
That is fantastic. All right, buddy. Well, gosh, it was sure glad having you call in. I'll send you a copy of the show. You just need to send me an email to stalld@cox.net, stalld@cox.net, and I will shoot you a copy of this show tomorrow.
All right, and Dave, Mark, please. Thank you for taking interest in my story. And if you guys are ever in the Motor City, come to my studio.
Hey.
And we'll race.
We may do that sometime. All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Folks, we're going to take a small break. Hey, we've got Michelle Swanson on the line right here on KCBQ. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. We are The Answer.
Hi folks, Dave Stahl here for my friends at San Diego Auto Repair Care, a group of Napa Auto Care Centers that provide quality auto repair in the San Diego area. When you drive, almost all decisions you make are influenced by one thing, your ability to see clearly. So with inclement weather ahead, now's the time to go to SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com for a great deal on wiper blades and headlamps. Now through December 31st, 2015, buy one, get one free on Napa wiper blades and headlamps. Have one Napa wiper blade or headlamp installed and receive the second blade or lamp free. Before you head out for the holidays, go to SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com for great savings and more visibility. At San Diego Auto Repair Care, you will experience the family quality service you'll tell your friends about. Hey, safe travels from our family to yours. Visit SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com. That's SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com. Hey, even your dad would trust these guys.
AM 1170, TheAnswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
We'll have a little red. Hey, folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports right here on KCBQ. I'm Dave Stahl. He is Mark Maynard, editor of the Union Tribune Wheels section. Catch his articles Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Anything and everything automotive, you'll love it.
Facebook,
Twitter, Instagram.
Just look for Maynard's Garage.
Perfecto. Hey, this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, one of the greatest tracks on the West Coast. 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com for scheduling and what's going to be coming down the pike. I think we've got Jake Swanson on the line. The phone said it was Michelle, which is probably his mom. Kevin is probably his dad. And I got Jake, right?
How you doing, guys?
How you doing, buddy? So this is Jake, correct?
This is Jake, yes.
All right, buddy. So... according to Mr. Delosio, you probably don't want to discuss it, but you probably could have had a better time at the Chili Bowl.
Oh, gosh. Shattered dreams, man.
Isn't that the pits about motorsports? I mean, you go all the way back, you work your tail off, and what happens? You're one spot.
Well, looking back, it was a great experience. And, missing it by one spot, the guy that we got beat out by was heartbreaking for sure. But, I can't thank everyone that made that deal happen for me enough. They pretty much there was just a lot of good people that came together and you know, we had a lot of fun, and hopefully next year we'll try it again and be one more spot in at least and go have some fun in the main show.
Was that your first time back?
No, actually that was my third time. Second time last year we did well also. I made it to the B main and ended up getting tangled up with Ricky Stenhouse there for last transfer again last year and didn't make the show. But my first time did not go so well, which I think is the case for most people's first times at Chili Bowl. There's something about that place. You know, you go there and you're racing against 350 other cars that, you know, everyone's going for the same real estate. And it's just one of those things where, you know, you need a little bit of luck and you definitely need to be on your A game.
I think you need a lot of luck. Your A game can always be your A game, but you need a bucket load of luck.
No. Luck is just merely opportunity, meeting, preparedness.
Oh, exactly. Police. Are you trying to...
I agree with that. I think, honestly, you know, luck has a little bit to do with it, but you look at the guys in the feature every single year, and the cream always rises to the top.
Yeah.
And it's not always money either. You know, a lot of it is set up. You know, I mean, you got to know your car. You have to. It sounds corny, but if you don't become one with your car, you'll never win. You never will.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. How long you been driving?
Since I was 7 years old. I'm 22 right now.
Okay. Still.
And started in quarter midgets. Actually, started with my boss right now. He found this old Curtis quarter midget. And brought it over, and I was just, you know, making hot laps around my little cul-de-sac. My dad would take the garden hose out and wet down the street, and I'd just slide through the water, you know.
My kind of dad.
Came over, and, oh, yeah, it was a good time. And you know, we painted the thing up real nice. And, you know, obviously the thing was way outdated, but we still had a good time and actually won my championship first ever year that I ran. And ever since then, I was hooked. I was on the racing drug.
That is so cool. Now, according to Scott, I guess your girlfriend also drives?
Yeah, Jessica Clark. She currently she's running the Dwarf Car Series, and she before was doing the Lucas Oil Modified Series. Ended up stepping out of that, and right now she's in the works with the NASCAR Xfinity team. So we're hoping for some big things there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know it's a little bit of a drive because you're up around the track up at Paris, right? Up at Lake.
Yeah, I'm actually all over the place. I live in Orange County half the time, Simi Valley the other half because I'm going to school right now in Northridge.
Well, what I was going to say, if you or your girlfriend need the help, I have no problem with it. You just have to drag your gear to San Diego. I do TV down here on the number one watch morning show, and we get a lot of racers that are trying to crawl up through the ranks, and it's nice to see on your PR portfolio that you've got access to the number one watch morning show in San Diego. Now you're also, you can use KCBQ because you can always call back, and trust me, sponsors like it when you're hooked up with, you know, heavy media, you know, not just print or not just, you know, an occasional radio. We can help you every way, shape or form down here, and like I said, bring you down on a Sunday with the race car and sponsors. And speaking of which, I don't want to go too far into this because I really like you guys and young ladies that drive to talk about the people that got you there. So why don't you let us know who is on the car and who's actually got you down the track?
Well, you know, I really appreciate that. I think that'd be fun. Actually, you know, Tom and Lori Sirkich, they're basically my primary car that I run. That they own the team, Moose Racing. And they own a USAC CRA 410 sprint car team. You know, we have really good marketing people on this team. You know, Lori, she's so good with sponsors and, you know, making sure that everyone's thanked and stuff like that. She's got Facebook pages and websites and T-shirts and koozies and shot glasses, you name it. She's got all kinds of merchandise and stuff. But you can check out our website, sprintcars.com, and check out everything we got going. But you know, there's so many people that are kind of a part of our team that really, really help us and you know, enable us to have the success that we do, you know, such as John Carroll. I think the Beach Glass and Mirrors is their primary company. And then you know, there's a lot of support sponsors that we got, you know, Lucas Oil and you know, Ibox Springs, Phil and Eileen King, West Evans Motorsports, K&N Circle Track Performance, RC, Rod End Supply. I could go on forever, and I always forget at least 10 of them because we got so many. But there's just all these people that really come together and make it happen for us.
Well, so I'll tell you like I tell kids, because I bring a lot of kids in. We had a little guy in last weekend. Yeah, 11 years old, flat track racer. Been in 63 races, podium 42.
Cool.
So yeah, I know. Think about it. Flat track. So what I tell them to do is get a little card, put all your sponsors on it, laminate it, and slide it in your pocket. That way, if anybody from media gets a hold of you, you know, whip out the card, and you don't forget anybody. So that's your.
I actually got a funny story about that. But like I said, you know, Lori Sirchett, she's really good at the marketing aspect of it. She gave me one of those cards, laminated and everything, and I kept it in my suit pocket. The problem is it's in the washing machine right now.
Oh my gosh. Hey, do you know a name by the name of Austin Cameron?
No, I don't.
He used to run with McAnally in the Infinity Series and some of the lower divisions. He's big on, he's got Napa as his sponsor. And Austin was just a phenomenal driver. He'd gotten cancer. He survived, but it took him out of the driver's seat. But he called on my show one time. He'd been at Irwindale and won some big race, and he was so excited. So he's talking on air, and he's just yelling and hollering how excited he was. He gets done. He never mentioned his sponsors once. He called me back Monday. He goes, dude, can I come back on the air? I really screwed up. I didn't mention Napa not one time. I said, sure. So he called in the next week in about a 15-minute segment. He must have mentioned Napa 82 times, I swear. So it's not a problem. I mean, because, I hate to say it, and it's kind of an ego slap when you stop and think about it. Sponsors really don't care necessarily how well you do. They want to know how well you get their name out there. I know yours are probably more family and friend-oriented, but, when you look at a sponsor, a big sponsor like Lucas Oil, I know they like you, but they want to see you out there. They want to see you running. They want to see you doing well because it does well for them, too, and that's why I offer radio and TV. Because not every driver gets that opportunity, and I there's never a charge for it. I don't charge anything at all. It's just to help you, get to your goals.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. When it comes down to it, we have plenty of sponsors that they just love seeing their name go around, and they want to see their name at the end of the night with a checkered flag draped across it. So I agree 100%.
Yeah. Well, buddy, this has been one of our better interviews, I have to say. I'm going to thank Scott tremendously. Throughout next season, when you start running, win, lose, or draw, we're here every Sunday, 3 to 5 or 3 to 4. All you need to do is either let Scott know or Scott will give my contact info. Just tell me you want to call in. Tell me how it went. We'd be more than happy to support you throughout 2016.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it, you guys, and I'll definitely be calling in.
All right, sounds great. And since I know your whole family now, Michelle and and Kevin, and we're good to go.
You know what? That's okay. There's a lot of us Swanson, so I pretty much go by anything.
There you go. Works for me, too. All right, buddy, you take care.
We'll wish you luck, but we know you're prepared.
Yeah, we know you're prepared, so I don't want to hear none of more of that other stuff. All right, buddy. Hey,
we got a good deal for this year, so I'm looking forward to it. I'll be talking to you guys. Thanks again.
Hey, what's the number of the car?
92.
All right, so anybody going up to Paris Auto Speedway next season, number 92. Keep your eyes looking for it. All right, buddy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we're going to take a small break. We come back, we're going to chat a little bit about the Rolex 24. We've got some more information to chat about it right here on KCBQ AM 1170. This is SD Motorsports.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Wait for it. 49 Merc called Iron Horse.
That was Nitro.
That was a CD I left at your house last night. This song is on it. Yeah, it's great sounds. Hey, folks, this segment's brought to you by Certified Car Care. Looking to get your car dynoed? All you really need to do is take a run out to 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Told them you heard it right here on KCBQ. Call first. The dyno went down Friday. But give him a call, 619-444-7170. Tell him you heard it right here on KCBQ. And the folks will be more than happy to give you a free dyno pull. So when you do go to do something with your car, at least you'll have what we call in the industry a baseline. 24 hours over and over. So we're done with that. Go to the website and you'll get all the results. It's too much to read. Too many different classes. You got the GP class and you got this class and you got that class. But boy, I tell you, I know you didn't get a chance to watch any of it because you had to work on your central story that you didn't bring.
I saw the BMW results come in, but I don't know where they placed.
Well, you know what's interesting about this race? You know, I watch a lot of this 24 hour. Virtually no mishaps. No mishaps. Virtually nobody got stupid in it. The weather got bad and everything, but the weather did not. It was perfect. Perfect weather. No major accidents. No, I mean, it was really quite a safe, well-driven race. I don't know about boring because these guys, you put those many different classes together, that gets a hair standing up on the back of your neck. Mm-hmm. Next coming up, of course, the Super Bowl of NASCAR, the Daytona 500. We'll be coming around the corner here in February, so I'm sure, you know, either watch it on TV, it'll probably be your best bet. Just don't look at the stands.
I used to get invites. Pontiac would do media programs.
Yeah, at the different races.
At Daytona. I wasn't able to go, and I wish I could go.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Long Beach is right around the corner. In fact, I got
press. Did you go to Long Beach?
Okay, my idea of Long Beach is going to walk up there, go to the racetrack, find yourself a spot, then every 2.5 minutes.
Car, yeah.
And you wait. Another 2.5 minutes. Okay, this is really a lot of fun. No, it's not any fun. Not any fun at all. Not even. But I'd like to go this year for Formula E. It was interesting because they did. It was free last year. You go up and you watch all the, you know, electric F1 cars. Yeah. This year it's $25. So I reached out and got credentials. I don't know if you wanted to go up. I think it's on a Friday, the E race. But I think it would be kind of interesting to go see in person.
You have a good time.
You're going. You're going. Come on, it's Long Beach, man. We got to get in the HOV lane. But, you know, and they just, I just seen a piece on Facebook the other day where somebody raced a electric sprint car.
Wow.
So, are we starting to see a trend here?
I mean, there's not a lot of battery space in a sprint car.
No, unless it's like a 10-lapper.
Two-wheel, four-wheel?
Four-wheel, sprint car.
Four-wheel drive. No, I know four wheels.
But oh, no, two-wheel drive.
Two-wheel drive.
Yeah, it'll be just a rear-wheel drive. I don't know. You know, I mean, do I want to see electric racing? I've enjoyed it on TV. My only rip is the fact that cars are so lightweight that if they even run over a cigarette pack, they'll tear the whole suspension clean off from underneath it.
Would that be an issue with, sprint cars?
Sprint cars. I mean,
it doesn't matter with your sprint car because, you know, it's not like it is a version of a gasoline-powered car.
But I think they're heavier than a Formula One car or darn close. I mean, because the sprint cars are big, huge tubular frame, monster tires, big diffs.
Yeah.
Big V8s. Well, this don't have a V8. This will have an electric engine. I don't know. You know, people ask me about electric, you know, I mean, your diehards will never do it. But look at, the name Don Gartlett?
Oh, yeah.
He campaigned an electric dragster last year and did quite well. So, and for him, Big Daddy, electric, that was kind of freaky.
Well, you know, he does it for so many decades and they say, hey, this is something new. Let's give this a look.
Well, yeah. And he's at the age and he's at the time in his life where.
Have you seen it race? The car race?
No, I didn't actually. I didn't get to see it. Oh, there's my Nissan stuff. Look at that.
You actually wrote something? Oh, no, you printed out.
I just printed what you wrote about. By the way, Chip Ganassi was named recipient of the 2015 Rolex Bob Snodgrass Award of Excellence.
Who's Bob Snodgrass?
Bob was a, I don't know exactly what his title was. Let me see. Tell me what Bobby is.
That's like some legend in the industry.
Bob Snodgrass passed away in 2007 at the age of 64.
Ooh.
He was the president of Brumos Racing.
Oh, Brumos. Yeah. Oh, Hurley.
Right. From Jacksonville, Florida. He lived for 35 years. Where he lived for 35 years. He was a team owner. Had three Rolex 24s under his belt. Man. Total of 10 wins at Daytona. So it's very sad. But it was glad to see Chip get that award. Like, as if Chip needed that award. But it was nice for Chippy to get that. So that was pretty cool. I don't really have a whole lot else motorsports-wise. There are a few other events that are still up and about and going around here in San Diego. San Diego Karting Association is alive and well. And I guess this is kind of good news since Mr. Spanos decided he's going to stay another year with the Chargers here in San Diego. That means that Qualcomm Motorsports is what I call it, is alive and well. Everything from race legal to SECA to San Diego Karting.
But won't they develop the stadium, the queue anyway?
But it won't incorporate any of that. Every drawings, every plan I've seen, you'll never see another motorsport event there ever. Which leaves you Sports Arena, which is not good.
Too many poles in the parking lot.
Well, you can get around the poles. Those aren't the issue. Especially if you do drag racing, because at night the dew comes in and the track gets kind of slick and slippery. Mm-hmm. You can't do it during the day because you've got the swap meets on the weekends. Then you've got what's the arena down in Chula Vista?
Coors Amphitheater, not Coors, but the amphitheater.
Something now. I don't know what it
Sleep
is.
Sleep Train.
Sleep Train. But if we lose the cube, we'll lose a lot of motorsports. But it there's not much you can do, if we don't support the ones, and if the Indians would, give us some land and we could do a flat, racetrack, Evox.
Maybe you need to have that discussion
with
the various tribal leaders and say these are opportunities, because maybe there would be money, because you've always wanted to develop your Evox.
I really need to quit talking about it and do something about it, because that's all I seem to be doing is talking about it. I'll talk to people when they come to KUSI that I think have some horsepower, like the mayor and what have you. But I really got to go sit down and really do some serious.
Yes, with an Evox Center, how many different revenue sources could there be? Because you've got police, the fire
police,
department.
Fire, ambulance, garbage truck, school buses, just... as a handful.
And you create that track space, that training area, and then you have it multitasked to be able to use for weekend, nighttime motorsports events.
Or if the manufacturer wanted to come in and hold a press event and they wanted a track.
They'd have kind of a road course type of layout.
Road course, circle track, drag strip, and dirt off-road.
And what about, providing some kind of secure area manufacturers come in for various testing, because they will run from the proving grounds in Arizona. Correct. They'll come towards San Diego. They'll go up to the mountains. Correct. They'll come back down to sea level, and that they wanted to continue. There are testing companies, engineering companies in San Diego that
would love to have an Evox Center.
So
weekends is where the money is to be made, because then you rent it to SCCA, you rent it to San Diego Karting, you rent it to Race Legal, you rent it to and boom, and now you get a group that comes in and they're the management team on the weekends. And
so maybe the new casino, the new tribal leaders in the Jamul area could, I don't think they've got the space for a racetrack.
Happy to chat with us.
Now, which of the various casinos in San Diego could support, has the land to support?
Viejas for sure, because they have a huge plot right out behind their casino's flat. I think you'd probably need at least 30, 40 acres, I'm thinking. Maybe more. I don't know. I've never really sat down and drawn it out because I'm not going to be, nervy enough to think I can drive an Evox Center. What I need to do is do some research on an Evox Center and go from there.
Well,
you got me thinking.
If you come in with a rough.
Yeah, they can always tweak it.
You're going to list, you're going to have your sheet of potential revenue sources.
Yeah.
You're going to list all of the public agencies that would benefit from this. Mm. You're going to talk about the motorsports, the driver education programs that we do not have
we
the
do
place
not
for. Because, you know, if you lose the Q, then, you know, the Bridgestone Driving Academy that comes in will have no place. The Ford Driving Program will have no place. So then this becomes another venue.
Right. All right. We got to go. We're right here at the top of the hour, if you can believe it. Right here on KCBQ. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show as much as Mark and I have enjoyed giving it to you. Don't forget, check out the Union Tribune every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and get engrossed in everything Mark Maynard has to do when it comes to cars. Uh-huh. And we'll see you all next Sunday, 1 to 4, right here on KCBQ.
SD Motorsports on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Love Radio Network.